Good afternoon. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, my guest is Jordan Aloy. Jordan is the general manager at MDS Aerotest just outside of Thompson, and we'll be talking about the engine test facility and the open house that will be hosted there. So let's get right into it. Who are MDS Aerotest and what do they do?
MDS Aerotest is a sister company to MDS Aero Support. We're a gas turbine engine test services company. Gas turbine engines include aircraft engines for commercial or military applications, industrial engines such as used for pumping natural gas or generating electricity. At MDS Aerotest, we're responsible for the operation, maintenance, and testing at the Glacier facility here in Thompson.
Could you tell us a bit more about the cold weather aircraft test center that's located south of town?
Rolls-Royce and Pratt & Whitney, two of the largest aircraft engine manufacturers in the world, partnered to form a joint venture called the Global Aerospace Center for Icing and Environmental Research, or Glacier. The Glacier facility opened south of town in 2010 and is designed to test the largest and most advanced aircraft engines in the world. Before a new engine can be certified for flight, Transport Canada or the FAA certification authorities require that the engine be tested for flight in icing conditions, and that's what we do at Glacier.
You mentioned Rolls-Royce and Pratt & Whitney are partners in this facility. Who else is involved?
So Rolls-Royce and Pratt & Whitney are the owners of the facility. MDS Aero Support Corporation in Ottawa designed and built the facility, and our company here, MDS Aero Test, operates it. The National Research Council is also an important partner as they provide the sophisticated icing spray equipment that's used during an icing test. As part of the project, the Canadian Environmental Test Research and Educational Center, or EnviroTrek Corporation, was established, and they support engine icing certification research and development. And one of their mandates is to help develop the highly qualified personnel and technology that is needed to operate high-tech test facilities such as Glacier. The province of Manitoba and the government of Canada were also involved through the Western Economic Diversification as key supporters for the facility. And the city of Thompson and Thompson Unlimited also played an important part in helping to establish that Thompson was the best location in Canada for this world-class facility.
All right. What is the main type of testing that's performed at this facility?
The Glacier facility is used to perform icing certification testing on commercial aircraft engines. These are generally the next generation of highly fuel efficient and quiet engines that will be found on new aircraft. Before these designs can be certified as safe for transporting people, they must demonstrate that they can operate safely in the most adverse weather conditions. And this includes their ability to ingest large quantities of water, snow, hail, and ice. Here at Glacier, we do ice ingestion testing using the NRC's highly refined spray technology.
Are there other types of tests that are conducted at the facility during the warmer months?
So test facilities such as the Glacier facility here in Thompson are always in demand for specialized engine test programs. We have, since the facility opened in 2010, completed several test programs during the summer months.
How many people are employed at the Glacier facility?
MDS Aerotest currently employs 20 full-time employees, which include administrative support, engine test operators, facility engineering, maintenance, security, as well as engineering co-op students. During the engine test campaigns, it's common to see an additional 10 to 20 engineers and technicians travel to the facility from our sister company in Ottawa, the NRC, and from the manufacturer of the engine being tested.
Where can interested people get more information about the Glacier facility?
So we have a website at mdsaerotest.com that has additional details and information. MDS Aerotest is hosting an open house at their facility on June 1st at 10 a.m. and the last shuttle bus departs at 2:40 p.m. from Thompson at the City Center Mall. The free shuttles will run to take people to and from the facility. Advance tickets aren't required. However, you will need to register when boarding the bus to travel to the facility. The tour lasts approximately 2 hours, and please remember that no private vehicles or walk-ups will be permitted entry to the facility during our open house.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I think that basically covers it. We're really excited to be able to host the community to come and see the great facility that we have here south of Thompson. It's pretty unique. It's one of only a few in the world that have the capabilities that we have.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot.
That was Jordan Aloy, the general manager at MDS Aerotest, who talked about the open house that will be hosted at the facility this Saturday. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.